Victor's Choices with your host, Judy Mario. That's me. And welcome. Our topic today is Dare to be Passionate. Dare to be passionate. Now, we're not talking about the kind of passion you have in the bedroom where you get all hot and sweaty. What we're talking about today is the kind of passion that drives you to the kind of success that you want in your life. This is an age of specialization, and the more information available, the more important it becomes for us to have specialized knowledge. No one can know everything about everything. What we need to do is learn a lot about a little and get a broad overview of the rest. In other words, become an expert in a particular area if we are to be successful. We want to recognize our strengths. And there are numerous ways that you can assess your strength. You can make a list for yourself, or you can ask people you know to help you list your strengths. You can take an assessment like the Myers-Briggs or the Self-Communication Style Profile. You might want to pick up a copy of Richard Nelson Bowles' book on assessment, What Color Is Your Parachute? It may be advantageous to hire a professional counselor or a coach who can help you determine your strengths and can possibly advise you on taking the shortest and straightest route to your goal. Now, why am I talking about specialization and strength when I'm talking about daring to be passionate? Well, the more we know about ourselves and the more specialized we are, and the more we know what our strengths are, the more we are able to dare to be passionate. See, first we have to imagine ourselves succeeding. And the more you can imagine yourself accomplishing what you dream about, the more likely you are to get it. If you can't see yourself succeeding, well, probably it won't happen. You will most likely not even recognize opportunities when they present themselves to you. In fact, you may even sabotage yourself or turn down an opportunity when it's offered to you. The other thing, as we get into daring to be passionate, is to enlist support. So often, when we're passionate about something, we kind of keep it all to ourselves. And we want to share this with people who can help us, who can help us be successful. So be sure to let your family and friends know what it is you want. Family members who love us and good, close friends will support us in our quest. They don't always have the knowledge and expertise to guide us, but they can usually make suggestions. And we never know when one of those suggestions will be just the one we need. When you are trying to sell someone else on your ideas or your goals, do it enthusiastically. No one will get excited unless you are excited. When I was about 20 years old, I used to work for an entertainment company that represented some of the top entertainers at the time. And the owner of the company was a well-known, very, very successful songwriter who had discovered and developed the careers of many, many young singing groups into top performers and celebrities. In fact, some of those people are still top performers today. And it was my job when I worked for this group to create the fan clubs and to do the publicity and promotions for the groups. Part of this job was interviewing and hiring screamers. Yep, that's what I said, screamers. Now, what a screamer is a person who is hired to be at a location where you are going to bring the entertainer. And when the entertainer gets out of the limo, the screamer jumps up and down, acting really excited, and screams out something like, "Oh, look, look, look who's here." And they yell out the name of the group or the entertainer. And I learned very quickly, if you get two or three good screamers, you can get a crowd to form to see who is getting out of that limo. Before long, everyone is screaming, everyone is excited, and when there are enough screamers, the new entertainers become stars. Now, you know, I got to thinking about this, and I began to wonder how average people like you and I, who work at average jobs, how do we get screamers? And the answer is this. We need to do what we do so well that people want to come and do it with us. We want to do it so well they'll even want to bring other people along so they can do it too. We all need screamers to support us, to help generate excitement around us, and to announce our success. Build your cheering section by being excited about what you are doing and deliberately associate with people who are genuinely interested and excited with you. Let them know what you have accomplished so far, and they can applaud and cheer for you. And each cheer will give you a boost and help raise you to the next level of success and to more cheers. Now, you may not believe you need to hear the screamers, but you'll be surprised at how good it makes you feel when you do. Every day that I have a presentation to give, my business partner leaves me a voice message to encourage me for the day. I'll pick up my messages and hear, "Good luck, Jude. Knock them alive today. You're a fabulous speaker. You're worth more than they can ever pay you." Now, those words of encouragement let me know that someone cares whether I succeed or not. And that someone is there for me, and I do the same for her. It makes a difference knowing that you have a screamer or two in your corner. You are listening to Choices with Judy Moyo, and you can learn more about me and the products I offer, which can help you make your life even more successful, at www.judymoyo.com. That's www.judy.com. And while you're there, you may want to sign up for my newsletter. I send out a free monthly newsletter entitled Winning Solutions, and it talks about things like we talk here on Choices Radio. So sign up for that newsletter and start getting it now. It'll make a difference in your life. And today we're talking about daring passionate. Passion is an integral part of achieving success. People with passion have a sense of purpose and meaning. They are achieving things. They don't waste their time. If you feel strongly enough about something, you will put your effort and time toward it. You will be passionate, and you will make your dreams come to life. If you don't feel strongly about something, it won't matter to you if it ever gets done or if anything changes. Malcolm Forbes, the publisher of Forbes magazine, is quoted as saying, "Your adrenaline has to run. If you don't feel exhilarated by achieving your objectives and excelling at what you are doing, then you'll never do much very well." Do you know what makes your adrenaline run? Do you know what gets you excited? Dare to be passionate about your relationships, your values, your beliefs, and your job. Passion is like a magnet. It attracts the things and the people we want in our lives. Passion energizes us and helps us overcome fear. When we are passionate, we experience higher levels of joy, love, and satisfaction. Passionate people make things happen. I used to be in Serapis Club. Serapis is a wonderful organization for women executives, and I was in this group with a woman by the name of Florence McClure. Now, Florence wasn't a public speaker. She was a hotel executive. But Florence became so outraged by the lack of resources and respect for victims of sexual assault in our community that she started speaking out. And her passion for eliminating the abuse of women and children led her not only to speaking at club and organization luncheons, but to lobbying at local, state, and federal levels. As a result, Florence overcame any fear she had of public speaking. She returned to college and earned a bachelor's degree in sociology. And in 1973, she and Sandy Pettit co-founded Community Action Against Rape. Under her leadership, Community Action Against Rape was able to change the way law enforcement treated victims of rape. Hospitals began to keep rape kits on hand, and police attended sensitivity training. And through her constant efforts to improve the lives of women, Florence soon became known as Hurricane Flo, because when she got passionate about something, watch out, nothing stood in her way. She could knock down the big obstacles with a single passionate speech. She could get the tightest misers to open their wallets. Think about this. It was 1973, and she was a woman speaking out about a subject that at that time didn't concern many men or even some women. She went on to champion the cause of Nevada's incarcerated women and even got the state to locate the women's prison near Clark County, Nevada, so prisoners could be closer to their children. Her passion not only overflowed her field, it also changed the lives of thousands of women for the better. What could your passion do if only you would unleash it? Passion is like the wind in our sails. It pushes us in the direction we want to go. Without passion, we might never leave the harbor. If we allow our passion to die, we might end up on the rocks or stuck in the doldrums of mediocrity. So, how do you find your passion? Passion comes when we believe in something, when our purpose is clear. Passion is the fuel that drives us to accomplish our goals. If your tank is full of passion, you're going to go a long way. What gets you excited? What do you love? What do you feel strongly about in your life? What would you do even if you didn't get paid? What are your special talents? How do you know when something is right? Have you tried to do something you've never done before? What do you secretly wish you could do? And how badly do you want to do it? You know, you can make a list of those questions and answer those. That would be a good way for you to start to discover passion. You're listening to Judy Morio, and this is Choices Radio. Thank you for joining me today as we talk about how you can make your life better and how you can make choices for your life. It is so important for us to look at the things that we can do and not at the things we can't do. This program is brought to you by Turning Point International in Las Vegas, Nevada. We are a producer of motivational and self-esteem products, such as my book, You Are More Than Enough, Every Woman's Guide to Purpose, Passion, and Power, and the Life Choices book series, which features 26 authors in every book, as well as books on attitude and on choices. So, go to judymorio.com, that's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-I-O.com, and take a look at the products offered by Turning Point International. Now, as we talk about being passionate, we need to listen to our hearts because we have to hear what our hearts have to say to find out if it's what we really want to do and what we feel passionate about. Then we can put our entire focus into it rather than just getting up, getting dressed, going to work, and getting through the day. When you're excited about your life, you'll get up early, be on time, do your best, give more than is expected, and be happy doing it. If you don't feel this, perhaps you need to make some changes. If your job isn't as satisfying as you would like, maybe you need a new job. Perhaps it won't pay as much or it won't have the perks your current job has, but when you condition your mind, it will change the condition of your life. The money will come when you love what you do and you have enthusiasm for it. Let's think about that again. I'm going to repeat that because I want you to hear it clearly. The money will come when you love what you do and you have enthusiasm and passion for it. If you are willing to accept a job you don't like, one that creates stress but pays well, then you have to be willing to pay the price. And the price you pay is a lack of passion and joy. Many of us have been taught from childhood that it is selfish and self-centered to be happy in what we do. We've been taught we must work hard to get ahead. If you can learn to work passionately, you will go further than hard work will ever take you. Think about that. If you can work passionately, you will go further than hard work can ever take you. See, if you keep doing the same old thing in the same old way, only harder and longer, you're going to get the same old results, and you're going to hate it. Life treats you as you treat life. In order to be passionate about life, you may have to undergo a mind change. You may need to reevaluate what's really important to you. As you observe your life and the lives of others, you might see that living a life without passion is a costly compromise. It is much easier to live a life of passion than it is to live a stressful, unhealthy, unfulfilling, though well-paid existence. When we have passion, our minds let go of blocks and barriers because we are focused on what we wish to accomplish and the expectation of what good we can make happen. When we are passionate, we can take great joy in our steps forward, both big and small, using what didn't work as lessons learned, setting new goals, and moving onward and upward to achieve these new goals. In other words, when we are passionate, we just get on with it. You have to be enthusiastic. The word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos, which means the spirit within. We each need to unleash the spirit that is within us. You can't expect other people to get excited about your ideas or projects if you aren't excited. If you don't have a tone of enthusiasm in your voice, people won't buy into your ideas. If you can focus your enthusiasm toward achieving your goal, others will want to help you achieve it. When I first started my very first business, I had a total of $2,000 in my savings account. That's it, $2,000. I found a small office to rent, paid a security deposit and my first and last month's rent, and after buying my office furniture and the supplies I needed to run my business, well, you can guess, I didn't have any money left. But I was so determined to be successful. The first day of the second month came and the rent was due, and I didn't have the money to pay the rent. I contacted my landlord and told him that I didn't have the money. I asked him to allow me credit for a month. Now, I was real lucky because this was one of those old Las Vegas guys that kind of wore his shirt unbuttoned down to his waist and had that curly hair on his chest that looked like he used his daughter's curling iron on it, and had the gold chain hanging around the neck, and the nose set a little funny on the face. And he looked at me and he said, "Honey, the man in the business next door bet me you wouldn't last in business 6 months, and I bet you would. If you can hang in there for 6 months, I'll make enough money on the bet to cover your rent. Do you think you can hang in there?" "Huh, you bet I could hang in there for 6 months." And because of this man's belief in me, I was able to hang in there for those 6 months. I was so enthusiastic about my goal. I believed in my dream so much. I believed in it enough to go after it and to ask for the credit when I needed it. And you know, my landlord believed in me enough to give me his support. And this gave me even more confidence to believe in myself. Well, after that rough start, I became quite successful. For the next 17 years, I ran an extremely well-known and profitable modeling school and agency and convention service business in Las Vegas, Nevada. In fact, I even received the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce Woman of Achievement Award. You just have to be enthusiastic and believe in what it is that you're doing and have a passion to make it happen. And that's so people see that enthusiasm and that passion, and they'll help you. Walter Chrysler of the American Automobile Pioneer said, "The real secret of success is enthusiasm. You can do anything if you have enough enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is the yeast that makes your hope rise to the stars. Enthusiasm is the sparkle in your eye. It's the swing in your gait, the grip of your hand, the irresistible surge of your will, and the energy to execute your ideas. Enthusiasts are fighters. They have fortitude. They have staying qualities. Enthusiasm is at the bottom of all progress. With it, there is accomplishment. Without it, there are only alibis." Don't you love that? "Without it, there are only alibis." Walter Chrysler was a very smart man. One of the things that we need to do in order to release our passion is to expose ourselves to new opportunities and to new ideas. And that's what we do at Turning Point International in Las Vegas, Nevada, is we attempt to expose people to new ideas and to help them learn to believe in themselves, to help them know what it is they want and have the self-confidence to go after it And you can find out more about me and Turning Point International at judymorio.com. That's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. Or you can call me at my office, which is 702-896-2228. That's area code 702-896-2228. And remember, listeners, we always want to talk about what you want to hear about, so be sure and call and give us some ideas for the show. We want you to enjoy what you're listening to and to get some ideas for making better choices for your own life. Talking about exposing yourself to new opportunities. When I owned Universal Models, there was this really talented South African photographer who was living in Las Vegas. And the agency did a lot of work with him, and he would often stop by my office, and jokingly he would say, "Come to South Africa with me." Well, I like a good joke, so I instructed my secretary to buy a plane ticket to South Africa. I told him, "Make sure I have the seat next to him, and we'll tell him I'm going to South Africa with him, and then we'll cash in the ticket." Well, when I showed him the plane ticket, I have to tell you, he was really surprised. He had no idea that anybody would buy a plane ticket and go with him. He invited everybody, but he didn't expect somebody to take him up on it. Well, after we had our fun joke and he left, I told my secretary to cash in the ticket, and it turned out that she hadn't heard me say up front that I needed a refundable ticket, and she had bought me a non-refundable ticket. So the joke was on me, and I was stuck with this ticket to South Africa. And since I'd only been out of the United States once, and that was barely over the border in Mexico, I decided, well, I might as well go. This was an awfully expensive ticket, and I couldn't afford to just throw it away. So I set out on the adventure of my life with a person I hardly knew. I was scared, and once we got on the plane, he said to me, "Now, don't expect me to entertain you. I'm going home to see my family and friends and not to do the tourist thing." And then he took a sleeping pill and went to sleep, and he didn't even wake up until we reached Johannesburg, South Africa. I want you to know that that comment he made to me didn't make me any more comfortable. Well, his mom picked us up at the airport, and she drove us downtown. Back then, they had a beautiful old hotel in downtown Johannesburg called the Landloss Hotel. And they left me there. They just dropped me off, and away they went. And all of a sudden, I realized that I was all alone in a country I'd never been to before and that I didn't know much about. And after checking into my room, I went to the concierge and explained my predicament. And he was delighted to book me on a different tour every day. And it was too late for a tour that day, so the concierge advised me to walk around the city, not to carry a purse, and to tuck my money into my shoe. And he also advised me to put my camera in a paper bag so I wouldn't look like a tourist. And I did as I was instructed, and I walked around downtown and visited model agencies there. I took it upon myself to go in and meet some people. And I quickly made some great friends, and I had a great time. Now, a couple of days later, Vinny got to feeling guilty, so he called me up. That's the photographer. And he said that he and his mom were going to go up to Sun City to see Julio Iglesias' show. And would I like to go with them? Well, yes, of course I would. So the reason I'm telling you this story is because it was an incredibly new experience. But so many wonderful things happened as a result of getting out of my comfort zone and actually doing something totally different. I mean, first off, we went to Sun City, and I had the opportunity to meet Julio Iglesias in person. That was really fun, and Ben's mom and I got to spend a couple afternoons with him out at the swimming pool, and we got to visit and see some wild animals up close, and we went, say, sightseeing, and then it ended up that I went home with them down to Cape Town, and I had dinner with one of South Africa's top fashion designers and spent several days on the beach. Now, what if I had been too scared to use that ticket? Yes, I played a joke on someone, and I got the ticket. And it was kind of by accident that I ended up with the ticket, but I didn't want to lose my money. And as a result, I had the most wonderful vacation I ever had in my entire life. And it put some distance between me and my everyday life. And I came back refreshed and rested, and I had a whole new energy. Plus, I met some incredible new people. I experienced new culture. I saw things I'd never seen before. I did things I'd never done before. It was just such a wonderful experience. And you know, we never know where a new experience will take us or who we'll have the opportunity to meet. Now, this experience caused me to fall in love with South Africa. And when the opportunity presented itself 6 years later to live and work in Johannesburg, well, I jumped at the chance. I had found my passion. I had found Africa. And even to this day, I get passionate about South Africa and about the animals and about all the wonderful things that have happened to me there in that country. So how can we be passionate every day when we're dealing with the stresses of life? Your world is what you make it through your thoughts, your words, and your attitudes. One of the things you can do is start to focus on the positives in your life. Stop worrying. Do what the title of Richard Carlson's book says. Don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff. Worrying doesn't accomplish anything. Worrying simply strangles our creative abilities and keeps us from being able to look for solutions to our problems and challenges. Your brain knows how to think, and if allowed, it will create the right things to do and say. Most of us don't take time to think. We don't spend time alone in the quiet. If we are alone, we usually have the television or the radio blaring, forcing our brain to work, taking in information, rather than doing what it needs to do. Research tells us the average American household has the television on at least 7 hours every day. 7 hours. That doesn't give you time to think. And each year, television programming becomes increasingly more violent, inane, and abusive. The negative energy it puts into our lives becomes more difficult to overcome. We are subconsciously programming ourselves to be negative by what we are watching. We learn to accept the abuse and the violence in our world. We come to believe it is the norm. We are even numb to it, hypnotized by it. If we hear our friends talking about a program we haven't seen, we feel left out. So we start watching whatever violent or ridiculous show is the rage, and we become addicted to it, drawn into the storyline, and programmed subconsciously to watch it. We don't do this because we like the show, but simply to find out what happened. We turn that radio or television on the minute we wake up or walk into the house because we don't know how to be alone. We don't know how to spend time in the quiet, alone with our thoughts. We don't know how to listen to our inner voice. In fact, we may even be afraid of what we will hear. We are never inactive in our thought. We are either going forward or going backwards, and most people don't understand this. They reach a certain point in life and they stop making any effort to learn, develop, or progress. It's important for you to realize you can always go further. As Napoleon Hill said, if you can conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it. When you expand your thoughts, you will do and have greater things. So turn off that television and turn off that radio for at least 20 minutes a day and spend some time in silence by yourself. Put some positive thoughts in your hand and focus on your biggest goal and mentally see yourself achieving it and having it. This will prove to you that life has very few limits for you. When you program your mind with positive thoughts, you realign your body chemistry and make yourself healthier and happier. When you think and behave in a positive manner, you not only cause others to enjoy the experience of being around you, you keep yourself energetic and you make your life more passionate, more exciting. This is Judy Mario with Choices, and you are more than enough.